We Break Each Other, a supernatural fanfic written by Entangled Now and read by Katie Hart. Rated explicit, pairing Dean Castiel. Additional tags for obedience. By the end of the day, Dean can't hold back anymore. He's too bright, too restless, adrenaline a wire in his spine that won't let him rest, won't let him relax. Castiel lays a hand on his arm. You should calm down. This solves nothing. Maybe you should make me, Dean spits. Castiel's fingers bite in, an edge of unexpected pain, and Dean stills and gasps and... Yeah, that's it. That flash of frustrated anger is what he wants, and he pulls, gives one great jerk hard enough to hurt, and Castiel doesn't let go. Is this what you want from me? Castiel demands, voice careful and heavy and flat, but there's a flicker of something almost wild in his eyes. Blue drowning in black, and Jesus, Dean doesn't want to think that, can't think that. But there in Castiel's face is something hard, something certain, something prepared to give him whatever he wants, and Dean swallows, rough and hard, too quick. Yes. It's quiet and honest and stupid, damn stupid. It's how he ends up on the floor, clothes stripped from him in quick, efficient movements, not resisting any of it, until he's left on his knees on the carpet, skin prickling in the cool air, breathing tension and anger and unwilling arousal. Castiel's hand is so fucking strong on the back of his neck, impossible to push against, impossible to resist. Dean almost chokes on trying. It pushes all the way down, presses until his forehead touches the floor. Are you penitent? Castiel asks smoothly. Cass. Answer me. The fingers tighten, until there are points of fierce pain on the side of his neck and the fragile curve of his skull. Dean drags a shocked breath in the darkness. He feels like his skin is burning, crawling with electricity and sweat. Yes. Castiel's hand relaxes, warm and human again, and it slides down his neck, sweeps slowly over the long bending line of his back. Then eases to a stop on the curve of his ass. Oh, Jesus, Cass. A sharp slap cuts the word off, and Dean jumps under the force of it, ass stinging. Fucking stinging. Blasphemy will not be tolerated, Castiel says simply, hard and certain that Dean won't need to be told again. Dean is too busy dragging breath after breath, cock heavy and hot and too hard. His thighs twitch when Castiel's hand glides over the back of them. The sensation is slow, curious, but Dean can feel the quiet tension. Do it. Just fucking do it if you're gonna. Don't leave me like this. The words are a garbled mess, mouth too wet and too desperate for air. Castiel makes a soft noise. Two fingers are pushed between his lips, and he opens around them with a groan. Opens wide, teeth scraping along the length of them when they gather spit from his tongue, telling him exactly what Castiel is going to do to him, what he's going to take from him. The angel leaves him gasping when his fingers slide free. Dean exhales, rough and messy, when he presses into him one uncomfortable push. Careful but not gentle, and Dean doesn't want gentle, doesn't want soft. He wants to be broken. He wants to be dragged all the way to the edge. Castiel's other hand strokes down his back, long sweeps that feel guilty, that feel like they're stolen. Like he thinks he'll never be allowed to touch like this again. And it occurs to Dean in that moment that Castiel wants too. He wants what Dean wants. He wants to touch him. Maybe more than a little. Though Dean knows that Castiel won't demand more. That he intends to make Dean come like this. And the thought wrecks him, completely and totally. Cass, please. Dean shivers out of breath when Castiel presses his fingers deep, a heavy push up and in that leaves bright, sharp warmth in his veins. He's not above begging. No matter what anyone thinks, not with his blood roaring in his ears and his skin on fire. Please, I don't want to do this alone. Castiel exhales, a faint shiver of sound that's brief and soft, that Dean thinks, has to think, is almost needy. Cass. The quiet rustle of cloth and the soft grip slide of a zipper makes Dean's head fall forward, too heavy and too damn dizzy because he's fairly sure he's just convinced an angel to fuck him when he's never done anything like this before. Damn sure that Cass hasn't, and oh god, they're a fucking mess. Castiel is shaky, just a little too rough. He knows what he's doing, but he feels new, greedy, and impatient. He's bigger than Dean expects, harder, not slippery enough to be comfortable or easy. But then Castiel shifts and bends him and, Jesus Christ, pushes in hard. Dean's throat can't hold the noise that crawls up it, and it sounds lost and shameless, shaken apart and wounded. He doesn't say no, doesn't say stop, though it hurts. Hurts all the way in, and he feels broken open, sobbing quick breaths into the floor and taking it. Until Castiel has balls deep in his ass and he's shaking, whimpering, and still hard, still impossibly hard. He's so close to the edge, he's a twitching, gasping wreck. But he's pushing back every time Castiel presses in. Quick, unsteady, inexperienced pushes, and the angel's hands slip and skid on the sweat-damp skin on Dean's waist and hips. Dean's begging, harsh and slurred, for Cass to please just let him come. His skin is too tight, too hot, and Castiel is a solid ache inside him again and again. And Dean can't do anything but shake apart. He can't do anything but fucking drown in it, coming messy and warm against the carpet in one long shudder, while Castiel whimpers and clutches at his skin and comes apart inside him, leaves him filled and dizzy and aching from the inside out. The angel is heavy and warm and unmoving against his spine, hands soothing the shivers that threaten to tear him apart. Castiel holds him while he breaks. The end.